Faucher is leaving, ma'am.
Where is he going?
He's leaving this company. He asked me to bring him a box so he could put all his things in it. He's put all his personal belongings on the desk as well. Go talk to him. Don't let him leave, ma'am. If Faucher leaves, it'll be your turn tomorrow, and then it'll be my turn. Or my turn might come next. So, what are we going to do about it, ma'am?
What are you saying, Rosemary?
Well, what I'm actually saying is if we don't stand up to this girl right now, we'll have to leave this place pretty soon.
What's she got to do with Faucher leaving?
She has a lot to do with it. Faucher is leaving because he just had a fight with Miss Faramond. I could hear them all the way from the kitchen.
What were they fighting over?
It was over you. Faucher kept yelling at her and telling her that Miss Tahiri is the administrative manager here and you have no right to speak to her like that. And Miss Faramond kept answering him back. Thank goodness Mr. Rui had intervened. So what should I do? Should I get him a box?
If that's what he asked you to do, then yes.
Well, don't say I didn't warn you.
Hey, Rosemary. Come up with an excuse and take the box to him a bit later. Keep him waiting a bit. Okay?
I'll tell him I need to go to the corner shop to get him a box, yeah?
Yes, that's great.
I can't delay it for too long. Do what you have to do quickly.
All right. Hello, hi, Yasuman. How is it going, sweetheart?
Come in.
Hello?
Hi. How are you?
What's that?
What are you doing here?
I came to find out what happened here.
Well then, I'm leaving this company.
What for?
No special reason. Suppose I want to experience working in other places.
Did you have a fight with Manoj?
Word spreads around fast, doesn't it? Did your dad tell you?
No. We're not talking to each other.
Then who did you hear it from? You got here really fast.
What difference does it make? Tell me what's going on here.
Yeah. I had an argument with Miss Faramond, and that's why I'm leaving.
Does Dad know? He told you to leave?
No. I told him I won't be staying here if Miss Faramond doesn't get fired. He said he's not going to allow anyone to make decisions for him. I mean, I don't really blame him.
You mean he chose her over you? Is that what you're saying?
Mr. Rui chose his willpower over me. That's how it is.
I made a mistake. I shouldn't have made you get involved.
You didn't make me get involved. Yasuman, if you think I had an argument with Miss Faramond because of you, then you're wrong. I found out today how rude and arrogant that girl is. I told your dad the truth when I told him that I can't work with her in the same place.
Okay. Forget everything and get back to work.
I don't think you understand what I said. I can't work with Miss Faramond anymore.
If anyone has to leave this place, it's her, not you.
Yasuman, what are you going to do?
I want to go and tell that girl to pack her bags and get out of here.
Even if Miss Faramond leaves, I still won't be able to stay here.
Even if?
Because I've been insulted. Because your father has upset me.
I don't blame you.
Come sit down, please. Your dad's a determined businessman. So you can be sure that yelling and screaming won't get you anywhere, okay?
Manoj hasn't got anything to do with business. Why can't you understand that?
Even if what you're saying
is
true...
Even if he hasn't talked to me for the past few days because of that girl, the other day he yelled at Mrs. Tahiri even though she's been working hard for this company most of her life. And now he's telling you, his future son-in-law, to leave? All of this because he wants to keep her here. And you still think it's all about Dad's business and managerial tactics? I really don't get it. Why don't you want to believe that my dad's caught in a trap? I don't understand.
Okay. If you think so. But I still think that you won't get anywhere by merely yelling. You'll just make your father turn against you even more.
What am I supposed to do? I've done everything I could possibly think of.
Give him some time. Time might fix a lot of things.
Waiting around isn't going to fix anything. It'll just make Dad sink deeper into the swamp he's in already.
He might change if you actually leave him alone to think things through a little bit. Your efforts will be useless until he realizes the mistake that he's making. I'll see you around.
Please don't leave. Don't let Manush win this battle.
This is a workplace, not a battlefield. Goodbye. Give this to Mr. Rui. Please fix the tables in the report and tell Mr. Rui to sign it. And then make sure you send it to Mr. Kamrani and sign it.
Of course.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, then.
Come in. What's that?
Mr. Rui, Fakir told me to give this to you.
Is there anything else?
Mr. Rui, Fakir packed up his things and then he left the office.
I wanted to come and tell you sooner, but...
Dear Mr. Rui, in all the years that I've worked with you, I've tried to use my full potential in order to make this company flourish. However, I will not be able to continue serving this company any longer due to the unpleasant feeling your words created in me today. I therefore would like to ask you to accept my resignation. This decision will not affect the relationship I have with Ms. Yasaman Rui outside this workplace. Wishing you and the company all the best. Hussein Fakhr.
I'm sorry, Mr. Rui. I know you're busy and don't want me to say anything, but please allow me to resign. I realize that all these fights are because of my presence in your office.
You're making a mistake. What happened between Fakhir and me has nothing to do with you at all.
Nobody here likes me. I'm sure that something like this is bound to happen again. Whatever I do and say here gets misunderstood, and everyone here thinks I've got the wrong intentions. If I leave, I know that everything can go back to normal again.
Listen, Miss Faramund. I'm the one who hired you to work here, and the others need to accept that. I have never had to provide answers to anyone about why I have hired a particular staff member.
But if I stay here, I'll only cause more trouble for you. Let me leave.
In fact, if you leave now, you'll create problems for me. Neither Yasaman or Fakir have the right to interfere in my decisions. I don't know why no one understands that. Your presence here is really important for me now. If you leave, I will not consider the person that replaces you my employee.
But I don't want to ruin Fakir and Yasaman's relationship.
Yasaman and Fakir are planning to get married, and that has nothing to do with the problems at work. I tried to make him understand that today, but I'm not at all sure I succeeded. But if Fakir wishes to mix these two things together, then quite frankly, I think that Yasaman should break up with him and have done with it.
Well, I still don't want to be responsible for their breakup.
Like I said, if there's going to be a breakup, then Fakir will be responsible for it. No one else.
I don't want you to suffer because of me.
I'm not suffering. And I'm not going to play these games. I won't let anyone take control of my company. And that is why I need you in my office now more than ever before. If you leave, it will mean that I've been defeated. Now you go back to work now. But from now on, try to follow the rules here, please. I know that filling out an absence slip isn't that big of a deal. But try not to give anyone an excuse for hurting you again, please.
All right.
Hi, Dad. What's up?
Hello. Where are you, Mediv?
I'm on the way to the court.
Okay, then. Come pick me up so we can go there together.
There's no need for that, Dad.
Come pick me up. Don't go there alone.
I won't be alone, Dad. Mehran is with me.
Okay, great. Mehran's got a car. Come pick me up so I can go there with you.
What's he saying?
Come on, Dad. I don't want you to come to court.
Okay, fine. Keep me posted, then.
Yes, of course. No worries. Goodbye.
Take care.
Why didn't he let you go with him? You should have gone with him. It'd be better if they had a grown-up with them.
Come on, darling. Mehdi's not a kid, is he?
What's wrong? Why are you upset?
No, I'm not upset.
If you're worried about Mr. Farney, then let me tell you that he can't do a damn thing to me. Did you see Nazanin? Have you spoken to her?
They've brainwashed her. She's heard so many bad things about me that whatever I say to her now will be pointless.
Dad is right, you know. You need to be very careful so you don't make any mistakes going forward. One thing you could have done is at least told me what you were planning on doing in the future. You wouldn't be in this mess then, would you?
I did all that just so I could gain Mr. Usley's approval. I wanted to approach him with a full pocket, but I've been condemned instead.
That's right. You've been condemned because you made a mistake.
I didn't make a mistake. I had no choice. Her dad told me I needed to have a house and a car. They wouldn't have let me go into their house if I had told them what I currently own. That's why I had no choice but to accept all the conditions.
First of all, Maran, you shouldn't have accepted these conditions. Second of all, you shouldn't resort to any means you can find to fulfill someone else's conditions, you know.
He wouldn't have let me propose then.
Who cares? You could have at least waited until you were ready.
What if Nazanin had gone off and married someone else during that time?
Well then, at least you would have known that she's more interested in money than she is interested in you, really, so... Maran, if you really think that Nazanin's love for you is nothing more than that, then what happened is... Well, it's probably for the best.
Give me your cell phone, sir.
Your cell phone, Maran. Here you go. Thank you very much. Let's go.
How much longer do I have to wait?
Just a bit longer. It'll get done soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, sir. My name is Mehdi Faramund. Here you go.
Sir, they're saying the letter isn't here.
Who gave you this?
Well, they told me to bring it here myself so I can get taken care of quickly.
Who told you that?
I don't know his name. He was some guy.
God!
Well, let me take it to him and tell him to give it to you himself.
Mr. Shustari!
Yes, sir?
Go see who gave this man his file.
But, all sir, right. He was just trying to help me, wasn't he?
He's my employee. Don't feel sorry for him. And besides, how do we know nothing's been removed from your file?
I swear to God, I haven't touched it. I didn't even open it.
Your case won't get anywhere until you tell us who gave that to you. You may leave. Go on. You may leave. Go on.
Come on.
Here you go. Here you go.
I'm sorry, what are we supposed to do now?
Take a seat, the plaintiff hasn't arrived yet.
Can we wait outside, please?
That's fine, go ahead.
Excuse me, sir, when will it be my turn?
The judges haven't arrived yet, sir. Please take a seat.
I don't like that judge one bit.
How many times do I have to tell you? He's not a judge, he's a magistrate.
I don't even consider him a magician, let alone a magistrate.
Why don't you like him?
Because he won't believe that I've been tricked. He kept asking me stupid questions when I went to see him last time.
Well, that's his job. He has to prepare everything for the case, so when the judge assesses it, everything will be clear to him.
Hold this for a minute.
What's wrong?
I don't feel well.
Oh, geez. Nothing's even happened yet.
Nothing's happened. I've been cheated out of my money, and now I have to go and answer some stupid questions.
Don't worry about a thing. The law is on your side. What you did was legal. There's nothing to be worried about.
I'm not worried. I never had a good feeling about courtrooms ever since I was a kid.
So you'd been to these kinds of places when you were a child?
I never went inside it. But I would start shaking even if I saw it from the outside.
Don't start shaking now. Here. Everything is on our side in this case. Let's go inside. Come on.
Maran?
I'll deal with you as soon as we finish here, okay?
Hey, watch what you say over here.
You rip people off and then you act all tough, yes? Is that how it is?
Maran, please calm down. Relax.
Mr. Fani, please, don't say anything.
But look at him. He's acting as though I should be scared of him.
Whoever's innocent shouldn't be afraid of anything, Mr. Fani.
Well, I'm not afraid of anything. I'd show you a thing or two if we weren't in court right now, pretty boy.
I'll show you who the pretty boys around here, all right?
Oh,
Maran.
I'm really scared. Look, I'm shivering. Look at me.
Hey, kid, mind your manners. Otherwise, you'll get yourself into big trouble.
Miss Stefani, please, talk with some respect. Let the courts decide whether we're the ones who ripped you off or whether you're the fraud over here.
Get a life. Let's go, Mr. Soleimani.
Mehran. Calm down, please.
Who gave you permission to sell this man's property?
I sold my own property, sir.
What's this? Isn't this a selling agreement for this property?
But didn't you say that you had lost that?
You really wanted me to lose the contract, huh?
Isn't this your signature at the bottom?
Yes, we handwrote an agreement we made between the two of us, and we agreed to go to a notary office after all his checks had been cleared so that I could transfer the deed to him. But his second check bounced.
The first check was cleared, though, am I right?
Yes, but he told me that he couldn't clear the rest of his checks.
I asked them for some time so I could come up with the money. I didn't expect them to go off and sell my property to someone else.
Hey, you lying piece of scum! Aren't you ashamed?
Sit down, sir.
He's lying, sir. He told us to sell the property and give him back his money.
Show some respect for the court. I told you to sit.
Excuse me, Your Honor. This guy's got problems. He kept threatening my client just before we came in here.
Mehran,
my client,
sit down.
My client. You're a lawyer and he's a scumbag. You're his partner in crime.
You and your brother are the scumbags here.
Shut your mouth, man. Shut it.
Mehran, please, just sit
down. Hey, Mr. Kashefi.
Sit down. I apologize, sir. I'm sorry. He's young and he loses his temper sometimes.
Come here, Mr. Kashefi.
Yes, sir.
Take him outside.
I need to stay here. I'm not going outside.
You either leave this room or you will be detained.
Get up. Let's go outside here before you create trouble for yourself. Come on, let's go.
Mehran, please. Don't make things worse than they already are. Just go outside and try to calm down.
Come on. Come with me, please. Come here. This isn't the place to pick a fight with people. Go and sit down and try to relax until the hearing is over. Please. Please sit down. Go on, please sit down. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Your Honor, my client did not give Mr. Faramund written or verbal permission to sell that property. Mr. Faramund needs to provide proof for the claims that he's making.
Your Honor, he told me that he wasn't capable of clearing the rest of his checks he owed me. He then asked me to sell the workshop and give him the money that he had given me back.
Well, yeah. My client just asked him for some time.
That's right. I even told him I'd pay him compensation for the delay. Didn't I, sir?
Yes, he initially asked me for some time, but the next meeting we had, he said his accounts had been all mixed up, and then he started making a scene and pressing me into selling the workshop so that I give him his money back.
Your Honor, that is really not fair. Why should Mr. Farney have to suffer a loss like that?
Yes, because he was incapable of making the rest of his payments. He was also in need of his money back then. I even remember him threatening me. He said, "If you don't give me my money, you'll be sorry." Do you remember saying any of that, Mr. Farney?
Everything he's saying is a lie, Your
Honor. Am I the one lying, or are you?
Keep the volume down, Mr. Faramund. This is a courtroom.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. He knows everything, sir, and he started this game because I wasn't prepared to give in to his loan sharking practices.
You're the loan shark here, you moron.
Silence!
He thinks he's the only person who earns clean money.
Mr. Farney, you will remain silent until I ask you a question. Otherwise, I will tell you to leave the courtroom and I'll talk to you separately. Mr. Faramund, tell me, if he asked you to cancel the agreement, Why didn't you write that down at the bottom of the paper the same day?
Your Honor, I wanted to take the agreement from him when I paid him his money back, but then he told me that he'd lost the agreement.
Have you got any evidence to show that Mr. Farney gave you permission to sell the workshop?
No, sir. But the 200 million that I deposited into his account shows that he was happy with the agreement being cancelled.
Mr. Farney claims that you deposited the money into his account without informing him and getting his approval.
I deposited the money into your account without informing you?
That's right. That day he came to my office and gave me his brother's check. He said, go cash the 200 million I received from you and cancel the agreement. I kept begging him to give me a bit more time, but he wouldn't listen. And in the end, I threw the check in front of him and said, I'm not cashing this check. I stand by the agreement.
I swear to God, he is lying, sir. I swear to God, he is lying to you.
If he had asked you to give his money back and cancel the agreement, why didn't he take the check from you? Why did you deposit the money into his account?
Because my brother's check was dated for the following day. He told me he had a check due that day and he needed the money immediately. Otherwise, his check would bounce. He asked me to do a favor and deposit the money into his account.
Why didn't you give him another check for that day?
Your Honor, my checkbook had no more checks left in it. That's why I asked my brother to write the check.
Your Honor, that's just nonsense.
I swear to God, he made me deposit the money into his account that day. I didn't even have his account number. He gave it to me.
Stop making up wild stories, Mr. Faramond. Stop it.
I told you to remain silent until I ask you a question.
But this is turning into a one-sided argument.
Shh. Be quiet, Farhad. I'm really sorry, Your Honor.
Why did you agree to deposit money into his account without receiving any documentation?
I swear to God, I told him the exact same thing. But he told me that the bank receipt could be used as evidence. Here you go, sir.
This receipt shows you deposited money into his account, but it doesn't prove that this money was paid to cancel the agreement with his approval.
Well, I didn't owe him money for anything else. You tell me, sir, why did I deposit that money into his account?
Because he's a smart and sneaky person. He wanted to come here and say Mr. Farney told me to sell the property and he took the money back himself.
Stop talking already. I'm so sorry, sir.
You heard what he said. He's saying that he didn't accept that check from you because he didn't want the agreement to get cancelled. And you went and deposited the check into his account of your own accord.
I swear he's lying, Your Honor. This guy has set me up. I realize now that he's played these games all the time just so he can collect evidence and use it against me. I swear to God, I swear on my only child's life, this man is lying.
I can swear too if it's gonna help. Plus, I've got two kids I can use.
This is my final warning, Mr. Farney. If you crack jokes or interrupt us one more time, I will throw you out of my courtroom. Do you understand?
Your Honor, the day that I went to his office and gave him my brother's check, he didn't accept the check and told me to deposit the money into his account. And then he told me to give him back all the checks he had given me when he wrote the agreement. What I want to know is, why did he take his checks from me if he didn't want to cancel the agreement? Tell me that.
Why are you quiet, Mr. Farney?
Do I have permission to answer him? You told me not to say anything unless you ask me a question.
Well, I'm asking you now. Why did you take back your checks if you didn't want your agreement to be cancelled?
Who says I took them back? These stories are just a bunch of lies, Your Honor. I didn't take back any checks from him.
Oh, he keeps lying, sir. Oh, yes, I get it now. He's playing this game now and coming up with all these lies so that he can drag me to court and then blackmail me. That's what he wants to do to me.
Please, Mr. Faramond, no insults.
I'm not even capable of protecting my own rights. How can I blackmail a sneaky fox like you?
This man came to me a few days later and told me to give him interest on the money that he'd paid to me. He wanted to charge interest on the 200 million, but I didn't agree to it, and I told him I wasn't paying him any interest. He threatened me, and he said he'd make trouble for me. So, here we are. He's making trouble for me.
Your Honor, this gentleman is continuously accusing my client of things without providing any evidence for his claims. However, Mr. Farney has proof of everything that he is claiming.
Mr. Faramond, you should have asked for a receipt when you gave back those checks and written evidence for cancelling the agreement.
So you believe the things he's saying?
The day he agreed to letting you sell the workshop and give him back his money.
Your Honor, that never happened. He's just playing innocent because he wants to trick you.
Did I ask you anything?
That's exactly my problem. You keep asking him the questions. There are two sides to this story.
I listened to what you had to say during our last meeting. I'll ask you any questions if I find it necessary to do so.
Just don't say anything.
Were there any witnesses around on the day that you claim that he gave you permission to sell the workshop?
Yes, my brother was there. You heard him say at the beginning of the meeting that Mr. Farney gave us permission to sell the property so that we could give him his money back.
They ask the fox, who is your witness? He says, my brother. Now we know why he brought his brother here today. He wanted him to verify his lies.
Mr. Farney, I've told you before, please be quiet. I'm sorry.
Since he is your immediate family member, his testimony carries no weight in this court. Is there anyone else apart from your brother who is able to verify your claims?
No. How was I supposed to know that he was going to cancel the agreement and then go and set me up like this? If I had known that, I would have taken 10 witnesses with me.
Have you got any evidence to show that you deposited money into Mr. Farney's account after gaining his approval to cancel the agreement?
No, because I thought that the bank receipt that I just showed you was enough proof.
Yes. Unfortunately, we've had to deal with millions of cases similar to yours because there are many people out there who are ignorant of the law and don't think properly. Your case is just one example of that. Look here, Mr. Faramond. Contrary to what you have been thinking, this agreement is completely valid, even though it's been handwritten. There is no evidence in your file that proves the plaintiff asked for the agreement to be cancelled or that he gave you his permission to sell the property. Therefore, you will be detained until the day of your hearing on charges of selling your property to multiple purchasers.
What's that?
It's nothing. Don't worry.
Why have you handcuffed him? Where are you taking him?
He's detained. Let's go. I don't know. Move aside. Stop wasting our time.
Maran, please don't worry. I'll be fine.
Did the judge tell him to put handcuffs on you?
Let's go.
Maran.
What's wrong, Superman?
Hey, where are you going?
You call this justice? The legal system supports con artists.
Get out, man. Why are you such a troublemaker?
Let go of my hand, man.
It seems like you want to land yourself in prison today, sir.
Yeah, well, if my innocent brother's going to be in jail, then you better throw me in there with him.
He might be innocent, and if he is, we'll eventually find out. But what you're doing, son, is a crime.
Why did you put handcuffs on him if you know he's innocent?
I said he might be innocent.
I swear to God he's innocent.
Even if he is innocent, you cannot prove his innocence by yelling and acting so macho. Mr. Kashefi, you may go and close the door.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I haven't made any judgments about your brother. I've only been analyzing the case to see whether the plaintiff's complaint against your brother is valid.
It's not, because he was the one who told us to sell the property and give him back his money.
Your brother is currently charged with a crime. He's not a criminal yet. The judge overseeing the case will issue the final verdict. You can bail him out until the day of the hearing.
My dad will have a heart attack if he finds out you've detained him.
I could have asked for 2 billion tomans as bail. But I've only asked for 1 billion. That's the least possible amount. I've also kept his order of imprisonment here with me. I've asked for him to be detained in our temporary detention center here.
We can only keep him here for a few days, though. So if you want to help your brother, you better go look for a deed to bail him out. Go on. Make sure you find him a good lawyer as well. Everything in this case is against your brother. It will be very difficult to have him acquitted. By all means, find him a lawyer.
I'll take care of it for you, ma'am. Don't worry, ma'am. Don't worry, I'm here to assist you. Please, tell me what's wrong.
I've got a deed with me, but no copy.
Where did you take my brother?
To the detention center.
Where is it?
Can you get me a photocopy of this for me,
yes,
please?
Ma'am, it's really no problem. Wait over there and I'll go get you a
copy. Where's the detention center?
I appreciate it.
It's in the basement, but don't bother. They won't even let you in.
Mertie. Mertie.
Hey, what are you doing here? I'm waiting.
I heard they've brought my brother here.
Temporary detainees aren't allowed to have visitors. Please leave.
Please do me a favor, man. Let me go see him for 2 minutes. Please do me a favor. Come on.
I'm sorry, I can't do that. I'll get into trouble. Please leave. You're gonna have to hurry up, otherwise I'll get in trouble.
Okay. So tell me, why the long face? I'm gonna murder Farhad Fani.
Hey, if you've come here to plot a murder with one of the prisoners, then you're gonna have to leave. Come on, leave. Leave.
Oh, don't worry. Don't say these things. Don't worry, he's just upset.
I know, I was kidding too.
He's such a scumbag.
Mehran, listen to me. I don't want you to see him, okay? Mr. Fani would love it if you picked a fight with him right now. It'll only help him present more evidence against us in court. Mehran? Promise me you won't make things worse than it already is. Okay? And don't go home with that look on your face. Anyone sees you will freak out.
They're gonna freak out anyway once they found out that you're in jail.
Why? How does this look like a prison? Take a look around.
He's right. I spend my free time sleeping in here. I really love it too. Yeah. Right on.
Don't tell them I'm in jail. Tell them that they've kept me in court until I get bailed out, and then they'll release me.
How much money have you got in your account?
100 million.
You're pretty rich.
That's not much at all.
Don't worry, we'll sort it out.
Thank you. I'll get you out of here.
Remember to get our cell phones back on your way out.
Hey, man. When you go upstairs, don't tell anyone you saw your brother, okay? Tell them you kept insisting and begging Latifi, and Latifi said no.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind to thank you, you know.
I'm so sorry. You did me a huge favor, Latifi. Thank you.
We showed them, didn't we? I always thought we lived in a lawless society. What's wrong? What are you thinking about?
Nothing.
Everything's in order, right? I mean, everything is to our advantage, right? There's nothing wrong with our documents.
No.
So we'll win at the main court as well, huh?
Yeah. You know, those two brothers seem so innocent. Especially the older brother, Mehdi.
Thanks a lot. So I'm the guilty one, then?
No, what I meant to say was that they don't look like liars.
Well, that's their job. They know how to lie, so they seem innocent.
Fahad, are you saying that everything you said in court was the truth?
I feel like I'm scoring an own goal here. The magistrate believed me, but my own lawyer has doubts about me.
Was it the truth?
Yes. Of course it was the truth.
Mr. Faramund swore on his child's life. Would you have done the same if the magistrate had asked you?
I said it there and then. I said, I can swear too if it's going to help.
So swear on your children's lives now.
So you're trying to say I'm lying then, huh?
So you refuse to swear then?
I swear on my own child's life. I'll go to the next court hearing by myself if you won't believe me. There's no need for you to come.
All right, don't get so upset now. I believe you. I'm sorry.
Well, with lawyers like you, who needs enemies?
I said that I am sorry, man. I apologize, but they rarely put on a good show, you know. Sometimes I think that even if you spend 100 years in this business, some people can still fool you. You can get fooled so easily. Being a judge must really be so difficult.
دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست، یوسف تخت شاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست، این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست. برگرد امشب دیگه داره دیر میشه، آدم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه. این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن، دنبال خفا تا ته دنیا نمیرن. بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه. وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره. دروازه که خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی. شو دور از همه قلبم بمیره، غربت تمام عالمه، وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی